Welcome to Navigating Alliances, the podcast series that delves into the dynamic world of technology, collaboration, and innovation. Here, we bring you insights, stories, and perspectives from the EY partner system and our leadership team. I'm your host, Sudhir Ramakrishnan. Today, we're exploring the exciting developments and future plans of the EY and BlackLine Alliance. Joining us are two esteemed speakers, Rishabh Jain, partner, finance transformation, consulting at EY India, and Adrian Rusu, regional vice president, Asia Pacific in Japan, channels and alliances at BlackLine. Adrian, Rishabh, it's great to have you with us.
Thanks for inviting me, Sudhir. I'm delighted to be here.
It's our pleasure to be here. Welcome, Adrian. Sudhir, thank you.
Thank you so much. Now, let's dive right into our discussion today. We have some thought-provoking questions lined up, so here we go. So how has the EY and BlackLine Alliance journey been over the past 5 years? What are your reflections and some of the standout features of this partnership? Adrian, perhaps you could launch into the same?
Yeah, happy to do that, Sudhir. Thank you. Let me just take a quick step back. So BlackLine, organization founded in 2001, is a pioneer in financial close automation software and has been at the forefront of modernizing accounting and that whole push towards it. We created the space that is now called financial close management. And generally, we have set the standard of how do we enable the office of the CFO to drive efficiency, accuracy, and control through dedicated software. When we talk about EY, we talk about partners for BlackLine, and partners represent a critical function of the way BlackLine goes to market. And therefore, we have a dedicated partnership management team, which I represent across the region, who is the interface between EY, BlackLine, and our clients. EY actually, thanks to Rishabh and the efforts of his team, is now considered a global platinum partner of BlackLine, which actually is our highest tier available within BlackLine. And in fact, while we have collaborated probably running for 17 years now, we have an alliance in place in India that has worked for now more than 6 years. And if I remember correctly, was the first region globally to sign a formal agreement with our first ever customer signed, you know, many, many years ago. So it all really started with a transaction and an interest. This since then, in this alliance, we've weaved in our SAP partnership, where BlackLine now is a solution extension of SAP S/4HANA. And that shapes up a very nice go-to-market model, which we have coined internally as Power of Three, where in a single go-to-market motion for a client, we get the BlackLine expertise, we get the SAP relationship, and we get EY's knowledge. So we call that the Power of Three, and we think that is a super standout feature providing tremendous value to the client.
Thank you, Adrian. I think I feel fully echo your thoughts. So I think a bit of a background, right? EY in India started consulting in finance space almost 20 years back, and we have been working with Indian global houses, also global organization, in transforming their functions. With the advent of RPA almost 11 years back, we incubated an automation practice within our team, which is embedded along with finance. And we saw a very, very significant opportunity 6 years back in order to offer best of breed solutions to our clients, like BlackLine. And as you may all know that BlackLine is rated top in the analyst ratings. It's a market maker. And we decided to seed this capability to serve our clients locally, but also global clients through their GCCs. Since then, you know, we would have done more than 20 plus global implementations just in India, but, you know, catering to both global and Indian houses. However, you know, this is a global alliance for us. It's a strategic partnership. And with the combination of Power of Three, which is us, BlackLine, and also our clients, we have developed robust implementation capabilities in order to deliver value for our clients, like reduction in days to close, more accuracy, high quality of information, providing controllership organization a really good transformed finance processes. And, you know, BlackLine and us, we have been investing within the India market to further co-develop compelling value proposition for our clients to resolve emerging problems in the new areas. So it's been a very good, satisfying journey. And I'm glad that we are one of the BlackLine implementer leader partners in India. Thank you. Over to you, Sudhir.
Thank you for that, Aidan and Rishabh. That was very, very insightful and, you know, lot of lore, lot of context, which will help our listeners. Now, moving on, obviously, GenAI and AI are very topical conversation points across the world at the moment, including in the office of the CFO. How do you observe this impacting an organization's growth strategies? And what trends do you observe which are emerging that you can share? Rishabh, perhaps you can start off.
Great. Thanks, Sudhir. And yes, this is a very pertinent question in front of us here and now. As our readers or audience would know, that EY has invested significantly in its own AI platform, EY.ai. We have been investing in these technology largely to transform the way we deliver, but also how we create value for our clients. Specifically in the finance area, we do see that there is a huge need for finance professionals to further co-develop their skills. In one of the recent surveys that we did for global capability centers in India, we know that 70% of these centers are investing in generative AI. We are also seeing that more than 35% are piloting certain use cases in this. Not to mention, a lot of our Indian clients have also adopting and experimenting on the GenAI solution in order to optimize the speed of response, quality, you know, to their end consumers and customers. But what it needs, it certainly needs a lot of rehash into talent development, mitigating the new risks, all right, in order to achieve those values. Having said that, we have seen significant use cases in the area of record to report, order to cash, reporting, where we would serve our consumers and customers in a very instant manner, leveraging the power of AI and GenAI, right? Now, there are different customers of finance, and they are now looking for more self-service, analytics, insight as a service, which would only be possible with the adoption of new technologies like GenAI. Edwin, would you like to comment on how BlackLine is evolving in order to meet this global macroeconomic trend?
Yeah, it's interesting nowadays, Rishabh. It's not a technology discussion if AI is not part of the discussion these days, isn't it? So I would say one of the reasons why I've been at BlackLine for the past 4+ years is that we deliver on what we were saying we're going to do, and we don't chase typical use cases that are just not valuable to customers or partners. So our focus has always been on solving real problems, and we really got here because of innovation. And that's, I think that's, you know, the I in the AI is one of the things we're talking about. We recognized early, and I echo the emergence of RPA and now AI. And while we're expanding into new offerings, we are obviously investing in AI capabilities as driven and asked by the market. Now, our approach, before I tell you what we're actually doing there, our approach to AI is to ensure that eventually we deliver trustworthy and accurate AI-powered solutions that put the client in the driver's seat to eventually accelerate their finance transformation. So when we think about it, the solutions that come from AI, we're looking at solving the following problems. We want to help clients to, number one, transform data into information and insights. So just help them to grow. Number two, we see still today automated repetitive tasks. And we would like with AI to allow finance and accounting teams to focus on more strategic work. It's always been our goal from the very beginning. Number three, risk management and regulatory compliance. We want businesses to have, with AI, more agile decision making. And number four, eventually better collaboration. We see a lot of our customers struggling to attract and retain top talent, and we think if we leverage AI to make collaboration easier, it will help the human resource problem as well. When it comes to the solutions, I can give you maybe two examples, Rishabh, of what we're actually doing. So one of the areas, like I said, is of automating repetitive tasks and getting insights. Yeah, so with a capability that is going to be rolled out shortly, we call it Document Description Summarizer. What we will do is, in all the documents that you attach to Blackline, we will scan the document, and you know, whether it's image or text or PDF, et cetera, after the scan, we will generate a description of it, of its content, on behalf of the user. So instead of the user going in and saying, this is what this document does, please have a look at this here and here, here, we will save time on this repetitive task and ensure that accuracy is in the correct document attached to the right place as evidence. So that's one that we see, we hear a lot of value for. And then the second one is in our cash portfolio. So we're looking at invoice to cash payment forecasting, for example. So with this new AI powered feature, we will now be able to forecast with our clients' customer data which one they are most likely to pay or not at the end of, let's say, this term for our clients. And that will be from actual payment history data and presented in a very easy to read dashboard. So these are just two examples. You know, there are many more, but we're excited to be part of that journey and do our bit to bring AI capabilities to finance and accounting.
Thank you for that, Adrian. Now, the next question which I had is, many global clients are already progressing on the digital finance agenda, but the biggest opportunity and the challenges still remain in the India domestic market. What is your take on the appetite of the Indian industry in adopting digital transformation journey? Rishabh, perhaps you could launch into this.
Great. Thanks. Thanks for the fantastic question, Sudhir. See, Indian market, you know, we are now the number five economy in the world, and there has been a lot of significant development in the Indian economy. If you look at India digital stack itself, with the advent of digital adoption, be it in terms of Aadhaar, in terms of UPI, a lot of Indian population is exposed and kind of adopted digital means of transactions. That has further fueled significant spend by the middle class and by the consumers within the India market. And also, one of the great contributors is the 1.4 billion plus population that we have, which has led to a very significant growth, both for Indian organizations, which are truly scaling up at a breakneck speed. Certainly, there are corrections in some years, but also global organizations. India is one of the top three markets, right? If you talk about a couple of global organizations. So there's a huge shift in terms of growth and consumer spending, which further actually leads the CFO organization to think that, okay, how can we kind of provide visibility, invest in platforms and processes at the same time to make sure that the growth that we have in our top line, right, and the related margin is not, linear. What it means is, how can we do more with less? How can we still lead to this double-digit growth, but ensuring that, we are not increasing our costs for the enabling functions? So there's a very significant opportunity, and we are seeing it in the market from our CFO, CIO, controllership organization, who are more and more interested to adopt newer ways of working, better visibility, and more efficient process. Having said that, the one challenge which continues to remain in the Indian domestic market is largely around return of investments in terms of how we can get that ROI within 1 year. Given that the capital is limited, there's always a balance between investing to grow versus investing to fix our processes with not sometimes so direct relation onto the top line. So the sales cycles have been long. Value proposition, ROI is not easy, right? But wherever we have seen large global organization in India, they are certainly investing in these products platforms. So we have seen significant interest from large Indian houses in the domestic market to kind of cater to these niche products and particular platforms. I think it's just a start. We are starting to see some green shoots in adoption of best of breed focused technologies, including BlackLine and also various GenAI solutions. Edwin, what are your thoughts around it and how BlackLine has catered to this increasing demand?
I think we're very similar to the story of becoming India as an attractive market. So when I first joined, I remember that BlackLine was looking at the India market as managed from overseas, and it was opportunistic. And since then, we've seen demand for our products and capabilities increasing in the market. And therefore, BlackLine as an organization has invested already multiple times in India. First, it was just setting up an India operations center that covers many functions. But even as early as 2 years ago, we set up a local India go-to-market function as well. So we now moved from managing India kind of like from a satellite, as a satellite location, to now have established India as a hub for the company and recognizing the importance of the India domestic market to the firm. So I absolutely echo the sentiments. I think I've looked at the market myself for many years, and I've seen many Indian organizations investing in the past decade or decades with ERPs such as SAP. We now see the market also ready to invest in best of breed digital finance solutions like the ones that we put together. And our solutions typically surround ERPs, SAP or other ERPs alike. So we find that the timing now is a good timing for the market. We see the appetite for the India domestic market primarily driven by the need of scalability and efficiency, primarily because Indian industries have very, very large volumes. So with the right timing, you know, with the Indian organizations growing very fast, we see CFOs and financial controllers more than ever ready to adopt digital ready best-in-class solutions that are available to them. Of course, like you said, Rishabh, I echo the challenges. It's not all smooth sailing just yet, but we see a lot of legacy or in-house built finance systems still around. You know, data sources, like multitudes and multitudes of data sources that need to be managed. And eventually, you're right, we see budget constraints that still remain. I don't think we found a perfect solution for that yet, but cost of labor, while still less compared to other global centers, due to the business growth that the Indian domestic market companies are experiencing and rising inflation, I would say that this is now a bit more diluted than it has been in the past. So with all this being said, I think we're in a great position right now in India for BlackLine to count top local Indian organization as clients in very diverse industries, ranging from pharma to manufacturing, QSR, fintech, or retail. And therefore, we're very confident in any new engagement with clients. We can reference any of these top brands in the country as well as in the world as potential reference clients.
Yeah. And I'll further add, right, many of the Indian headquartered organizations are truly, in the next decade, would become global brands, either by export or opening up their capabilities. And I do think that it is just a starting, and we would definitely see a lot of digitalization, touchless processing, insights getting generated in a seamless manner, which would warrant them to further invest in the digital platforms over and above the ERPs that they have.
Thank you for that, Rishabh. Adrian, I wanted to check in with you. How is BlackLine adapting to the ever-evolving customer needs within the CFO space, and what are some of your product innovations which are lined up?
Yeah, thanks, Sudhir. I mentioned earlier, our platform is here to really solve real use cases, real problems for our customers. And we've gotten here through continuous innovation. So that's been at the forefront of the company from the start. What we're looking at is to make sure that whatever we do, whether it's product or technology, is focused to ensure our clients are future ready. So it is absolutely essential for us to continue understanding their needs and adapt to their needs. That has made a shift for us, for example, in the last couple of years. We've moved from our traditional kind of market leading role, that of financial close management, for which BlackLine is basically the most trusted global tool to execute automated financial close, to newer areas that our clients have demanded, such as streamlining intercompany operations or consolidation and financial analytics to expedite reporting processes, as well as invoice to cash capabilities to improve our clients' cash flow and drive the business forward. In fact, about a month ago at our customer conference, we have announced our biggest innovation yet of 2024. So we've launched this platform that we've coined Studio 360. That's the name of the platform, which is a flexible, comprehensive platform that connects basically all the data sources, orchestrates and optimizes finance operation in a partnership with Snowflake, which is meant for us effectively to become the finance data layer that surrounds and powers all of our applications. So we still think we're very well connected to the clients. We drive a voice of the customer initiative across the board for all of our clients. And in 2024, based on the stats that we have, we've driven 144 new capabilities released because of the customer demand. Our goal will never change. We will continue to support a customer to have a faster or more quality and accurate and control close, and drive effectively to a day zero close, which is kind of like the eventual goal where we hope everyone to get there. That's what I think is our approach to clients.
Thank you very much, Adrian and Rishabh. There's a lot of acumen that you've shared already. Moving on, what I'd like to understand is, what lies ahead in the future for our alliance? How do we see the focus moving forward, and how does that shape our joint offerings? Rishabh, perhaps you could shed some light?
Sure, Sudhir. So Sudhir, we continue to invest in our new solutions basis what we hear from the market, what we hear from customers, and with the ever-evolving landscape, with flurry of technology changes, business model getting evolved, mergers and acquisition, there's always a need for us to invest in new solution offerings. Edwin just highlighted a couple of new innovations which we are privy to, and we do feel that those are the right steps in the direction. I think there are two things which we would continue to do in future. I think they have a very best state-of-the-art closing, financial closing management solution. I think there are a couple of investments in those. We certainly need to augment our capabilities and stay ahead of the curve as we transform our clients and continue to invest in these areas. I think the second part, which we just touched upon earlier, specifically for the Indian market, I believe we need to kind of cater to specific needs by broadening the horizon, not just in financial closing, but also to the global, also to the bouquet of solutions in the office of the CFO. So we'll continue to keep investing in our implementation capabilities, keep ourselves honest in bringing the best of solutions to our clients. I think the last point which I would make is, given that there are close to 1,800 GCCs, Global Capability Centers in India, we all know that there is a lot of demand for global finance function transformation driven by India. So we would want to further strengthen our solution offerings and our go-to market to cater to the decision makers, budget owners who are sitting in those GCCs in India. So looking forward, it's quite an interesting space for us. We continue to grow as a team. We continue to learn on a very regular basis with the advent of new products, new technologies. Adrian, over to you.
Yeah, thanks, Rishabh. I think you're right. We've grown. I think we've evolved quite a bit in the past couple of years. We've seen a number of joint wins. Even this year alone, we've completed multiple webinars. We've done a lot of face-to-face roundtables. The last two of them just happened last month in Delhi and Bangalore. So we've really grown the relationship tremendously. And I think we've also realized, and Rishabh gave some examples, our complementary values working together. We're now, I would say, at the beginnings of a new evolution of our partnership. It's moving into a strategic partnership where we combine your expertise in finance transformation with our solutions. And when we look forward, GCC, I think it's a no-brainer, Rishabh, with the investment going into GCCs in India for the next period of time. I think we should make very much this a go-to-market focus and have that almost as a default for any organizations that are looking at leveraging this model. We will continue with all the innovation that we mentioned to have EY bringing this innovation and showcasing the commitment to continuous innovation to our clients. And I would say maybe one thing to add to what you said, Rishabh, and kind of like my wrap up will be that we're also thinking about what other models, what other partnership models we can create that are India specific for EY. So one of them that we're working on right now is to think about a model in which EY partners with SAP BlackLine, as well as BlackLine, by positioning EY as a unified strategic partner for seamless pre-sale, sales, implementation, and customer success. So end-to-end execution, ensuring efficient collaboration and maximum value to clients. So we hope in maybe a future podcast to bring you more information about this.
Thank you very much, Adrian and Rishabh. This was an extremely engaging conversation, and I see that you've shared extremely valuable insights as well. It's been a pleasure having you both on the Navigating Alliances podcast.
It's been an absolute pleasure sharing my thoughts. I really appreciate Sudhir and Rishabh to having this opportunity.
No, thank you, Adrian. It's always a pleasure talking to you. I believe this time it's a good showcase of our partnership to our audience. And thank you, Sudhir, for organizing this. Thank you so much.
Thank you once again, Adrian and Rishabh. To our listeners, thank you very much for tuning in. Be sure to join us for the next episode as we continue to navigate the intricacies of partnerships and innovation. Until then, keep forging new paths and exploring new horizons.